This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. Good news for Coloradans who rely on federal food aid to fill their cabinets. That assistance will keep flowing, at least for now. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Despite the federal government shutdown, Coloradans enrolled in SNAP, the program formerly known as food stamps, won't see any disruption of benefits, at least for this month. The state also says federal food boxes for needy families and seniors aren't experiencing any impacts yet, while hunger advocates say the same holds true for WIC, the Women, Infants, and Children program, which Colorado ensured is funded until October 31st. But many who depend on this help have said they're worried about the longer term as Congress remains deadlocked over how to reopen the government. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A lot more students enrolled at all three campuses of Colorado State University this year. CPR education reporter Jenny Brindine has more.
Nearly 45,000 students enrolled overall, with CSU Fort Collins welcoming its largest ever class of Colorado residents. The number of returning students at Fort Collins also hit a record. A third of students this year are students of color, and the veterinary and engineering schools grew significantly. Enrollment at CSU Pueblo also jumped 3%. CSU's online university, CSU Global, has rolling monthly start dates. In the first 3 months of the fall trimester, 2,000 new students enrolled, about a third from Colorado. Jenny Brandine, CPR News.
This is CPR News and KRCC. Thank you so much for listening.